This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. Roseburg City Council with a work-study session meeting on Monday night to talk about the issue of the homeless, the unhoused. And Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich joining us. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
So I know that you're interested in getting a lot of public input. Now, this is a Zoom meeting. Talk about what you're going to be doing on Monday night.
Well, this Monday on the 17th is going to be just gathering information from the public. So we're encouraging the public to attend one of two meetings. We have the Zoom meeting on the 17th, and then we'll have the in-person at the council chambers on the 31st. They're encouraged to participate, tell us their thoughts. Hopefully they've been following along with the three presentations we've had so that they're informed and they can give us their ideas on what they think we should do to help the homeless.
Now, the council identified this as a goal and early in the year. Then COVID-19 came along. That shifted some things a bit. And so these work-study sessions got started a little bit later than originally planned. How do you view the issue of the homeless, people unhoused here in Roseburg?
Well, we've got issues to deal with. We've got the homeless that need help. We also have the public, the citizens, concerns about some of the criminal behavior and the antisocial behavior. So we want to look at all aspects of what we can do to make sure that we are a healthy community and a safe community, and that we're there to help the homeless and hopefully get them out of the homeless situation and back into the normal lifestyle.
Now, you've lived here a long time. You've been mayor for a couple of decades. How do you view how the homeless issue has evolved in the last number of years?
My biggest concern is the drug and alcohol issue. And so I look at the homeless in terms of if they have that big elephant in the room, we need to start dealing with it. They need to start dealing with it so that they have a chance to get off of homelessness. But until that drug and alcohol situation is dealt with, it's just really difficult to help somebody, and that hopefully we're able to come up with something to make a difference.
Now, the Sobering Center, it's been talked about for a long time. That's moving forward, and some advocates, some of the groups that you've been working with have been pushing for that as a way to help the situation for quite a while.
Yeah, we believe it'll make a difference. So right now, when somebody is in violation, they'll end up in the jail. It just fills up that center. And this will be another location that they can be dropped off, and there'll be services there to help them out. So we think it'll make a difference.
And do you know what the timeline is right now on getting that open?
No, I don't. I think they're getting close, but I really can't say.
So the council, talk about some of the organizations that you've heard from in previous meetings. You've had several different groups come in over a couple of occasions.
Well, we've had like the Dream Center, the Mission, Rogue Retreat was a recent one, and they're out of Medford. They shared with us their tiny homes concept. We've had parole and probation. We've had the judges, our police chief, state rep. We've had quite the gamut of services that people provide, and it gave everybody on council a chance to hear what's out there. I think one of the biggest things that came as a surprise to all of us was the amazing services and opportunities that do exist already, and I don't think that any of us realized that volume was so huge.
And so sometimes it sounds like it's just letting the homeless, those in need, know about these services, trying to get them moved that direction. But obviously, that's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, well, I think there's two types. There's the homeless, and then there's the campers. And the campers don't want any part of it. And so we need to somehow let them know that if they really want to get off of homelessness, they need to participate and step up to the plate, and we need to help them out. The other group, the homeless, they're so close, they just need an extra push and help on the services to get them back to their regular lifestyle.
What do you see as you go around Roseburg? It seems to go in waves. Of course, this time of year, with the warmer weather, you see more camping out there in places not meant for camping.
Right, and that's something that we need to look at, because we all have the right to have a safe place and a environmentally clean in place. And so we're hoping to make a difference in providing a place possibly for them to go that's safe and has services, and that also allows our rivers and bikeways to be clean and free of trash.
one of the things that mentioned way back was more public restrooms in the downtown area. I know at one point some were put in. I'm not sure. Are those still in place downtown?
I'm not really sure on that. We usually hear people saying there's not enough restrooms available, so I'm not really sure if there are any. I think there might be one or two, but I'm not really sure.
So Monday night, how do people get connected in to be part of this meeting?
They need to contact Amy Sowa, who's our city recorder, and that way she will be able to give them the invite so that they can be in on the Zoom portion of the meeting.
So are you able to navigate quite a few people through, bringing them kind of on and off the platform?
We hope so. We're going to find out, and it just all depends on how many people want to voice their opinion.
Now, you've got a second meeting a couple of weeks after that that is going to include some opportunity for in-person communication.
Right, and we want to give everybody the opportunity to either go Zoom or in-person, to whatever they feel comfortable. It's just that they need to realize if they're going to show up in person, we're going to follow the state mandate rules, and that means they will have face covering if that's still in place, and it probably will be. And there will also probably be restrictions on how many can be in the room at a time, so we're going to make sure we follow those procedures.
And what do you think is going to come out of all these meetings? Do you have some ideas about what may happen next?
Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that everyone in council was up to speed on the services, what you can do, can't do to help the homeless. And so we designed it so that we would have this fact-finding of information, and we went through the agencies. We identified all the agencies we wanted to see, and we heard from them. The next step is hear from the public. We will be hearing from the staff, and then at that point, we are going to start a discussion at the council level, and we're going to begin with each one sharing their ideas and reflections of what they've heard, and then they're going to identify what three things they think we should put into place. We'll put it on the overhead, kind of look at it, and see if there's commonalities between all of us.
All right, that meeting Monday night, 6 o'clock on Zoom. So they probably need to contact City Hall today or Monday morning to get linked into that.
Right, and if I remember right, they need to do that today, which is Friday for sure. And I'm imagining that Amy will probably still take some on Monday, but they need to make sure they do it real first thing in the morning.
All right, Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich. Larry, thanks for being on this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber.